wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is.
Oh, we sing again. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful,
wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares.
at the center of it all. It's you that I see. Oh, it's you that I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, at the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Yes, Lord, there is power. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. Sing with me to the top, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah, sing that again. We sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing. At the center, Lord.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
It's you that I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. See it again. At the center of it all.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center.
At the center of it all. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
It's you that I see.
Oh,
there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name.
Here we go!
stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the
greatest. Oh, you are Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are bigger, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
More time we sing, oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go. Yes.
You are bigger.
Oh, we sing, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you that this day is the day that you have made. Thank you that we can rejoice in your name, that we can walk in your name, that we can do everything in your name, and that we have victory each and every time in your name. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, your greatness. We give you the glory for everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that as we do all things as unto the Lord. And Father God, we thank you that you walk with us everywhere that we go. You watch over us. You protect us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I don't think anybody was appointed to do the prayer meeting, so I'm going to do something. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. It's about the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are kind of like the new... Not, I can't say the new Ten Commandments, but the new and improved to what Jesus wants. He came to restore our everything that we do. He didn't come to really change it. He came to give us a better way, or in some ways it's harder to do, but in other ways it's much easier. But if you have Jesus in you, it's always easier. to the world, it seems to be a little bit harder, but that's a different story altogether. When they get to know Jesus, then they realize that Jesus is the Lord in your life and that you can walk in these Beatitudes. And we need to pray them out. And tonight we're going to pray them out. We're going to go as far as we can. I don't know how much time it's going to take, but I'm going to start here. Chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of people in this world that I see the poor in spirit, their education isn't up, or they have a hard time understanding a lot of things. They are deprived of schooling or teaching, or parents even, and they're just possibly vagabonds, especially in those days, there was a lot of that, orphans. But today we have a lot of people that need to get to know Jesus Christ, and we need to pray that. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Father God, I pray right now that those that are poor in spirit around us, especially in this area, that Father God, there's a lot of poor people, poor in spirit, wrong attitude. And we pray, Father God, that they come to you for an understanding so that they get to know that the knowledge of you is knowledge of knowing everything, that they can receive all that. And we pray, Father God, that you, those that are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God wants to bless those that are poor in spirit. If there's an open heaven for them, and all they need to do is ask for it. And that's like that for anyone that wants Jesus Christ, rich or poor. But the poor are special to God. He wants them to be rich as well. verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Father God, we pray for those that are mourning right now. Loss of children, loss of limbs, loss of getting sick, Father God, different losses in our life. Maybe they lost a home, maybe they lost something. But blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus, you said that you would send your comforter, and we ask, Father God, that you send your comforter to those that need you, Father God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are not the weak. The meek are those that are humble. Those that humbled themselves to God. That gave themselves to God. That want to live for God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Father God, I just pray that you will cause us to be humble before you, no matter what happens in our life. I pray that as we humble ourselves, we will get closer to you, that you will come nearer to us, Father God, and everything that we do, we give it to you. We don't take the pride for it. We just give it to you. We thank you, Father. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those who need Jesus Christ the most are the ones that are going to get filled with the glory of God, because God will show themselves to them. Through, if you seek, the word says, seek and you shall find. And I pray, Father God, right now that people who need to know you, Father, will seek in the right place, and that you will show yourself true to them. Wherever they are, Father God, you know who they are, and that you will move in their heart, in their minds, in their soul, that they will know that Jesus is Lord, and that they will follow you. They can seek everywhere else to other gods, but those gods will never give you the answer that you give. We thank you, Father, for the great answers that you have for our lives, that you will guide us and move with us, in us, and through us. Thank you, Father. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. What comes around goes around. Simple as that. You give mercy to people, mercy will come back to you, especially from God, especially from Jesus himself. He had mercy on us. We should have mercy on everybody as well. Father God, I pray that you give us a merciful heart, that we will in turn give back mercy to those who reject us or who harm us or sin against us or curse us, but that we will have mercy on them as well, that we will not retaliate in the wrong way, that you, Father God, will live in our hearts and show us what to do to love them. When you love your enemy, it's like putting a hot coal on their head. Psalms talks about that, Father God, and we pray that as they do unto us what they shouldn't be doing, but that we react properly, Father God, that coal, the healing fire from heaven that will touch them, Father God, in their heart, that they will know that there's something bigger about who you are, Father God, your loving mercies, your loving kindness that is living through us. We'll go forth and live and show them who you truly are. We represent you, Father God, and we thank you for the opportunity to do that. Thank you, Father. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart. That's a deep one. When your heart, not your mind, when your heart is in line with what God wants you to be, to do, to walk, he will be there for you. Father God, I pray that you cause us to be pure in heart, because that's the only way to walk. When our heart is right, my mind not be right, but my heart might be right, will be right when you're in it. And Father God, that changes my thoughts as well. We keep on learning, Father God. We ask you to teach us your ways. We ask you for a pure heart, Father God, in everything that we do. Only you has the most pure heart, and you live in us, and we need you more and more to have that pure heart, that we may walk pure in you in each and every thing that we do. Thank you, Father God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. How many peacekeepers do we have here? We're all peacekeepers. I thank God for that. There's a few times when I myself had to stand up for somebody else because they needed a peacekeeper in their life. They needed somebody to tell the other person that was trying to cause havoc that for him to understand what was going on. And very often that's all we need to do. But we need God to do that. We need God to help us stand for those who need help. If there was somebody on the street being mugged, or let's just use the parable of the Good Samaritan. There was some who didn't want to help, didn't have time to help, they were just not there for that person that needed the help. But there was one, a good Samaritan. A Samaritan is he's kind of like the reject of the Jews, because he just didn't fit in somehow. He was not accepted. It could be that he was born with being small, or didn't have the right mind attitude. I don't know. But they were rejected. And this Samaritan, okay, that represents who we are as well. Because we can be so rejected from the world at times. But if we, in return, help out those who are hurting, those who are hungry, those who are just needful, God sees those things, and He in return will bless you for what you do for others. That's a promise. Give to the poor. God owes you after that. And He will repay you in great ways that you never know about. Father God, I pray that we all be great peacemakers, that we will increase in making peace for others, Father, that we will bring peace through our finances, through our just being there for them, for just helping them out if they need a service of some kind. Father God, that we can stand in between them and another rivalry. Some people go against each other, and we can stand and break the fight, if you want to call it that. Father God, we thank you for the increase in that area as well. You want us to grow, and that's one area which is greatly needed in this Winnipeg. And we thank you for the opportunity to do so. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness. For righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about yous, but when I was younger, there was persecution to our family. We had accepted the Lord, and it was a little town, and everybody turned against us, literally. As children, we were shunned from the community. The parents would tell their children not to play with us. In school, kids need friends. But somehow, God intervened, and I thank Him for that, because He is our true friend. But blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Because even right here, right now, how many times you do something good, and people kind of like, oh, you're weird. That's a type of persecution. But blessed are you who gets persecuted. These little things. But yet there are places in the world where they are martyred. You want to hear about persecution? There's some real persecution out there. And we need to pray for them. We need to be in touch with what's really happening. There's thousands upon thousands that are being persecuted for the name of Jesus. And if you want to go on YouTube, you'll see it if you search for it. And some of them, they make me cry. Because it's just so unbelievable what people can do to other people, especially for the name of Jesus. Just because they stand for the name of Jesus, or they have a Bible. Just for owning a Bible. We're coming in days where persecution will happen. We need to be ready for these things. But how do you stop it? Only through Jesus Christ, these things can, you'll be able to go through it one way or another. Jesus said that he would be going through things with us. Not necessarily take us out of it, even though he can and has. But he will go through everything with us. And Father God, right now we pray for those that are persecuted in the world. We pray for those that need you the most, Father God, that you will release them from their bondages. The bondages that of persecution, and that their persecutors will see that you, Father God, are Lord in those people's lives, and that they will not turn from living for you no matter what. We pray, Father God, that you will give these people that are being persecuted a heart that will continue, that they will want to continue for you, Father God. That they will be a witness. They are a witness for me even right now, for us, for America. We thank you, Father God, that you are there for them no matter what. And I pray that you relieve their pain, that you will relieve their anxieties, that you will, that they will know that you are there with them. You say you shall never leave us, never leave them, nor forsake them. People may forsake us, but you will not. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. We were just talking about that. We thank you, Father God. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. There's many people that got persecuted before our times. You are the salt of the earth. That's powerful. Without salt, people die. I'm a hunter, and there's animals out there, and as soon as you put a little bit of salt somewhere, it's gone, because they're craving salt if there's no salt. We are the salt of the world. The world needs salt. We're the answer for them. That's what it's talking about. Father God, I pray that we be the salt for them, Father God, that need, that they will come to us just like salt is needed. We are needed for them, but that we are the answer for them. And we pray, Father God, that we give them the right answer, the answer that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that wants to work in our lives. And it's not necessarily us being the salt, but you are the true salt that they need. Thank you, Father. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot, the foot of men. You don't want to be useless for God. That's basically what it's saying. You want to walk with God. You want to be the salt of the earth for God. Even though Jesus is the true salt, we represent who He is, so therefore we need. Father God, we thank You for us being the salt that represents who You are, and that people can come to us to receive You. Thank You, Father. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. From space, if you look down, you can see little lights everywhere. If you've ever seen pictures of that, that's exactly what it is. We are the light of the world. We shine throughout the world. Father God, I thank You that You use us to be Your light. We thank You, Father God, that we can walk and people notice that You live in us, that we are different. And that's only because You are the light that is in us. We shine through, Father God. We shine through. We thank You for that. Blessed is he who walks with Jesus because You shine. Thank You, Father. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. It's only going to cause a big fire. But on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. You don't want to hide your light. Sometimes you hide it in the wrong place and it's going to cause a lot of trouble. Don't hide your light. That's what it's saying. Father God, I thank You that our light shines. I thank You that we shouldn't hide our light. Because hiding a light is only going to cause You not to shine, and that causes everything to go wrong around us. But let us shine our light. This little light of mine, I will let it shine in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We do it all for the glory of God. Not for our own pride, or it's not for us. When we do good in this world, it's not to be a show off, but to be glorifying God, doing it as unto the Lord. Do all things as unto the Lord. Doesn't matter what it is. Father God, we thank You that we need not to hide our light. That basically You are the light is. That is in us, and we pray, Father God, that You just shine through us everywhere that we go. Think not that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Jesus didn't come to change the law, the Ten Commandments. Those things are always going to be. But He came to fulfill them. He came to improve on them. Show us what should truly be. That there should be more goodness coming out of that law. We don't live in the law, but we live by faith. And when we use faith instead of a law, the law is written in your heart. It's deep within you. You know when you're doing wrong. You know when you're doing right. God speaks through that. You have a conscience. God speaks through that. People in the world, they say, you would think they don't hear God. They hear God. You know how they hear God? They hear God through their conscience. The more they know about Jesus, which is what we're supposed to teach, the more they will know that they do wrong or right. So go out and preach the gospel. The truth about the law. It's not to point a finger, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. It's not about that. It's about bringing what Jesus was trying to do, to fulfill the law, to help us to walk the law, to help us to know the law, but not to be condemned by the law, so that the world can know that they need the law, but they don't need to be condemned by the law, that they can walk by faith and that they can do the works of Jesus Christ. And it's not that hard. It's not a hard thing, but they see it as a hard thing because they can't see themselves as being that good. Meantime, you know what? It's Jesus that lives in you, and it's simple. And He makes it easy. Thank you, Father, for who You are in us, that the law was written as an example for the world, not for Your people, that we live by faith, that Your law is written in us, and that we are guided by who You are, what You want us to do, Father God. We do not depend always on standing on the law as a law thing, but a faith thing, that we can walk in faith everywhere that we go, that we can do that thing that You ask us to do everywhere that we go. I pray, Father God, that the world will see us in that light, the light of the world, that they will not see a law, but a sense of faith in God, and that's what they need, and that they can walk with that. Thank You, Father. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, or till heaven and earth pass, not one jot of mine shall, or tittle, shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. He didn't come to change anything. He just came to improve on it. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. That's a pretty deep verse, which means the law hasn't changed at all. We can teach the law, but also that the faith in Christ is above the law as well. Thou shalt not kill. But Jesus said, if you hate your brother, that's like murder. Simple as that. We can teach people these things. The same way Jesus taught these things to His disciples and to, I have to say His disciples, those who want to follow Him. Basically, we need to have our own little disciples everywhere that we go, and that we can teach them these things as well. Thank You, Father God, that we have a mind to teach others Your ways. Using the law is not a bad thing. We tend to think that sometimes because the law has been somewhat changed, but You came to improve on them, and we want to teach the people the improvements on the law. Not to hate our brother, but to love our brother. Even though they persecute us, we can walk and still love them, Father God. That is what You want from us. And I pray that You strengthen us in these areas where we don't have fear of man in any way, so that we can be open to them and teach them as well what your heart is saying to them through the law. Thank You, Father. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's getting a little bit strong because the Pharisees were very, the scribes especially of the Pharisees, they were actually very, very strict in the law. They did not dare fall by breaking the law. Because by breaking the law, that meant that they would go to hell. But now Jesus says, we need to do better than they do. There's an example of where there was a Pharisee. He was standing in the street corner. This is a story that Jesus was saying. He was standing in the street corner and he's there. Thank you, Father. He's pounding his chest in pride. Thank you, Father, that I'm not like these people doing all these bad things. I'm paraphrasing. But thank you, Father. And he was proud about it, pounding his chest and just showing off in the street corner. These things are not to be shown like that. You want to be greater than these that want pride? You need to stop that. It's not a show-off type of thing that we do. We need to exceed what they do in many ways, doing better than what they were doing. They didn't fall through the law. We need to do better than that. We need to love our brother instead of cursing him. We need to not hate our brother, because that's like murder. Right there, if you do that, you're exceeding what they were doing. Because they killed a lot of people because of their sin. You're blaspheming God. And that's why they killed Jesus, because they were blaspheming. They thought that Jesus was blaspheming. And Jesus was the Son of God, so he was not blaspheming. But they wanted to kill him, and they did. And they did that to many other people as well. It was part of their law. Father God, I pray that you help us to stand in the righteous way, that we can do better than what they do, what they did, that we will not go out and destroy other people for what they do, but that we can stand with them and help them to stand in a proper way, not to condemn, but to lift them up so that they can be raised to a better height, a better place in their life, to walk with you in a better way. We thank you, Father. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Yeah? Thou shalt not kill. Don't hate your brother, because that's like murder. Father God, I pray that you give us the love that is in you, so that we can love our brothers that don't love us. And that's our neighbor, our fellow man, the people around us that hate us, that we can stand with you, Jesus, because you love them just as much as you love us. You died on the cross for each and every one of us, for the whole world. You're not willing that any should perish. And therefore, I pray, Father God, that we, as your people, should wish that as well. We are not willing that any should perish. Thank you, Father. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar And there rememberest that thy that day that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. We leave offerings and tithes in the, like in this case, it's in these buckets here. If you want to call them buckets, they're very nice. But if you have aught against a brother anywhere for any reason, if you just can't shake it, before you give anything to God, make sure you're right with your brother. Because God sees that, and your offering might not be worth a whole lot until you make it right. That's what he's talking about here. Thank you, Father God, that you show us these things. We thank you, Father God, that our brothers are of more value than an offering. Obedience is greater than an offering. Offerings are good, but obedience and being right with one another means more to you. Thank you, Father, that for the instruction so that we can do and receive from our offerings as well in a better fashion. Thank you, Father. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Very often we have adversaries. Could be the law, somebody who comes against you for whatever reason, something that you did, possibly not. If you're a Christian, it won't be done on purpose. Shouldn't have been anyways. But other people, very often, I've seen it so often, they come at you, false accusing you, falsely, very falsely, because they see it in a different fashion. And we need to sometimes just give in to that. Because when the judges of this world, that's what it's talking about, the judges of this world, and I say of this world, not of God. Possibly they are ministers of God, because God says that they are. Because they are chosen to be judges and politicians or whatever. But when these things happen where we're accused, it says it very plainly, just give in to them. Try to make it better before you see the judge. Because before you see the judge, you make it right. And then the judge is not going to be there to prosecute you for what you did. Accidentally or whatever. Not the world is not on our side all the time, and we need to be very careful on that. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. There's going to be some big fines and hard to pay fines. If you're in jail, how do you pay a fine? You're not working. You might be in there forever. Or it might be your family paying it. And then there's even more trouble then. But just make it right with your adversary. before the judge ever comes, before the courts ever take over. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. It's pretty plain. We say that, yeah, but I'm a man. I have these are built into us. And yes, it's true, but we're living for Christ now. And he's given us authority over these feelings that we get. Some people call them hormones. But basically, he's given us authority over them. Doesn't mean we don't see it, but we can fight it. We can let go of it. We don't need to give in to it. Thank you, Father God, that you've given us a strength in this area, Father God, that we can walk in your ways, that the lusts of this world, even though we are still flesh, that you walk with us and that we can fight this and be victorious over these feelings, Father God, these earthly feelings. But you have given us the strength because you are the God of our salvation, who has given us everything that we need already. And we just need to take it, receive it, and walk with it. Thank you, Father. And if thy right eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of these members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. I haven't known anybody plucking an eye out yet. But that's what it's saying. It's basically, take control of it. It's very serious. Thank you, Father God, for this example that plucking these things out of our lives is very important, so that we can walk, or that we can enter even into the heavenlies. Thank you, Father, for the strength to pluck these things out of our lives, the lusts that are in this world. Blessed are blessings to you, Father God. We give you the glory for strengthening us in every fashion, Father God, that we have difficulties with. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of your members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Again, it's if your hand is doing something wrong, cut that out. Stop it. I'm not going to cut my hand off, but stop it. That's what it means. It's a serious thing, even to the point of cutting your hand off. I wouldn't do that, but that's how serious it is. That's why he's talking that way. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. God's not for adultery. That's all there is to it. God's not for divorce. That's another thing. He's not for both. He doesn't want us to be divorced. He wants us to get along. If Christ lives in you, he'll make a way to get along. And I've seen it so often where people fight. Day in and day out, they want a divorce because they're not getting along. And that's not the answer. Jesus is the answer. Thank you, Father, for being the answer for our marriages. Thank you, Father, for the answer for us getting along, because you live in us. And if anybody right now needs you, you need to take God now. If you're looking for divorce or fighting too much or different things, Father God, we just pray that you intervene in these things, that you will be the God of our marriage, our marriages, that we can get along. Even though we disagree, we learn to disagree. We thank you, Father, for the patience that you have with us, and that we can have patience as well. In the name of Jesus. Again, you have heard that it hath been said by them that of old times, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Sometimes we make an oath, it's kind of like a promise, stronger than a promise. Even though a promise is a promise, it's not to be broken. But an oath goes a little further. An oath is something that is stronger than a promise, kind of like a marriage. When you marry, it's an oath. It's not to be broken. When you make a deal with, I run a business, if you make a deal with a customer, it's a type of an oath. And you need to honor that. You need to honor your dealings with men in this world. And God will honor you. I've had times in my business that they wanted to break it, and I didn't want to break it because of my oath. And I stood on my oath, even though it was going to be a loss for me. And God honors that. It comes back to you one way or another, because God will honor you in your oaths. If you keep your oaths, if you keep your dealings, if you keep what you should be keeping. Thank you, Father God, that you show us to keep our oaths, because it's only honorable to you. We do all things as unto you. And I keep my oaths because of those things. And forgive us if we have fallen at one point or another. But Father God, we just need your strength in these areas as well. Those who have a hard time with keeping their word, keeping their oaths, I just pray that you strengthen them and show them that your love and your peace and your joy can follow through these things. A greater love, a greater joy. In the name of Jesus. Nor by the earth, for it is by his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Sometimes in those days it was probably more prevalent for the people to swear towards, when they make an oath, I swear that I will keep my oath by Jerusalem. Nowadays we sometimes use by my mother's I will do it to the death, in other words. I swear by my mother. We say that too sometimes. And God honors all these things, but be careful what you do with your oaths. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair whiter or black. But let your communications be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Let your yeas be yeas, and let your nays be nays. If you say yes to something, make it a yes. If you say no to something, make it a no. Keep it a no. These things are not from, it says it's a, for these things cometh of evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn him to him the other cheek also. And if any man shall see thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain, which is 2 miles. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. This says a lot in all this. An eye for an eye. There was a reason for the eye, an eye for an eye in the Old Testament. Some of these laws have been somewhat changed. It's not an eye for an eye anymore. It's turn the cheek. Because the reason for the eye for an eye was to stop. If somebody hurts my eye and I go out, hurt that eye, and then he comes back and hurts me again, and it's back and forth most of the time. And God doesn't want that. He just wants peace. Turn the other cheek. Most of the time, if you have a good, regular person, he will not hit you back. It has happened that they hit you back. There's an example of this big tough guy was picking on a little guy for whatever reason, and the little guy turned the cheek, and the big guy hit him again. And the little guy said, hit me again. And the big guy hit him again. And it went back and forth. But then, after a while of doing that, 3 or 4 times, I don't know how the little guy resisted it, but basically, the big guy turned around and hugged him. Because he couldn't resist the peace that the other person was trying to show, which is what we're trying to show all the time, is the peace and love of Jesus Christ through us. That's why we turn the cheek nowadays. Father God, we thank you that we do not hate our enemies anymore, and that we turn the cheek, that we help others instead of turning against them. We thank you, Father, that you live in us, that we are able to do that we can help one another instead of go against each other. Thank you, Father. that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. God is good to the bad people of this world. Good things happen to the bad people, and bad things happen to the bad people. Good things happen to you and me, and bad things happen to you and me. That's basically what it says. But basically, we depend on God for everything that happens to us. And we, in return, can pray against, because he's given us the power over the evils of this world. Something comes against you, it will come against you, but you have the authority over the evils that come against you. And you go, in the name of Jesus, leave now. We do not war against flesh and blood, but we war against principalities and powers in high places. But we are seated in high places, which are higher than these things, and we rule over them. That's why you can tell these things to get out. The other night we had some hail at our place. There was a storm. And I was rebuking the storm, stop. But nothing was happening. And then it dawned on me, the storm's not that bad. The rain is good. There wasn't really much wind. But there was hail. And then it dawned on me, tell the hail to stop. Not the rain, not the storm. The storm's okay. I told the hail to stop, and it stopped. Within a minute, it was gone. Thank God for that. He's given us authority over these things. And we need to learn about it and use it, because he's empowered us. For if ye love them which love you, and reward, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? That's very simple. You love somebody, they'll love you back. But now if you love somebody that hates you, that's a little bit harder. But there's good repercussions with that one, because that's a good witness to who you are, who Christ is in you. And we need to walk in that. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us to walk in your ways, that we can show love where love is hard to show. But it's your love in us that causes us to be able to do that. Thank you, Father, for your love that lives in us. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? But you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God requires us to be perfect. But the only perfection that we receive is through Jesus Christ. It's his righteousness that's in us. It's his righteousness that causes us to be able to do these things. And I thank you, Father, for your righteousness that lives in us. And that even though we fail sometimes, you have forgiveness for us. You have taken our sins as far as the east is from the west. That shall never meet. We thank you that your love is so powerful. We thank you that your peace and joy and everything that you are lives in us, and that we can walk in it, in you, through you, and that the world will be, we are a witness to the world, and that they will be changed because of that. And anything that comes against us, we rebuke it. But we walk with it in your way to be a witness to them. that they will know that we have authority over elements of this world as well, and that they can have that as well, and that they can walk in the miracles that you show to be possible. And all things are possible for them who love God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. I think that was good scripture. Tonight, it's time to give our offerings and tithes, and it's not to be like the word says. It's not something to boast about, but it's important for us to do. So give us unto the Lord, because everything that we do is as unto the Lord. It's not like you're giving to, it is like you're giving to the church, but it's not. It's giving to the Lord. If you see it that way, you're giving in the right way. Father God, use my offering. Use me. Use everything that I have. Everything belongs to you. You're the one who tells us what to give, how much to give, where to give. And we thank you, Father, that you have authority over all of our doings and dealings and givings, because you are God and God Almighty. Thank you, Father. I think we should pray for a Sunday so that we have good results and the power of God will be in this place. God is, we need to pray for our Sunday, this Sunday coming up, so that God can, he always does, but we just need to pray for God's anointing to come in, and that people that need to hear God, for them to come in as well. That angels will go out even right now to talk to them, for them to come in, so that they receive, whoever needs to be here will receive what they need to receive. Father God, we thank you for who you are, because you are great, the great I am. You are who you want us to be. What we need is who you are. If I need love, you are love. If they need love, they can receive that love. And we pray, Father God, that your love goes out to get them to come in, to get their love that they need. That they will continue to walk in your love, because you are so full of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We call them in now in the name of Jesus. We call your anointing in as well, Father God, because you are Lord. You rule in this place, and we want you to rule in this place. We want you to stand in this place. We want for people to receive you in this place. And nothing else but you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I thank everybody for coming. It's a privilege to be here. Because God loves you and loves me. And we can do all things as unto the Lord. Walk in his power, walk in his love, walk in his peace. And that will fulfill every law that there is. It's not the law of man, it's not a law that is hard to keep. It's just God is. Hallelujah. Stay blessed.